So the psalmist said this in Psalm 119 and 130, the answer to thy word giveth light. What happened? The answer, that means if you don't have light, you hadn't let the word in. I mean, you know how to get food in your stomach? Who in here don't know how to do that? Open that mouth up and put some food in, chew it up and swallow it. That's real simple. How you get the word in your heart, believe it and say it. I mean, you didn't come in here, you didn't walk through those doors. When you walked through those doors and you looked at those chairs and you said, boy, I don't know if I sit in them chairs. Shoo, they look pretty good, but I don't know. And you went around and said, punching on them, shaking them. You walked in, because you believe, you convinced that chair would what? Hold you up. And you walked in, you didn't hesitate. Matter of fact, when sometimes the people that are doing different things said, will you stand up? Some of y'all act like y'all want to turn you loose. My point is, it's not hard to believe if when you want to believe. And the Lord is making this real simple. He said, the answer to that word give us what? Light. Give us what? Understanding to the simple. You cannot get too simple that God can give you understanding. You know why? Because he made you. He know how simple you are. He knows how wise you are. He knows just how simple you are. He knows everything. If you let him have his place and way, you become just like him. You'll know how to do things. You'll know how to walk in the realm of the spirit. And it won't be confusing. The enemy won't have any place because the light will expose him. You know how to use your tongue. You'll know how to let love dominate. Hallelujah. Because you can't say I don't have it, because he told you when you got born again, I poured my love abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Didn't he say it? So you can't tell me you don't have it. You're born again. You got love. If you don't have love, you're none of his. It's just that simple. But if you say, I'm born again, I know I am. Well, you got love. Love has been shared abroad in your heart. And he tells how to grow, how to develop in love, and what to do, how to release our faith. So the answer to our word giveth light, giveth understanding to the simple. All right? So I want to go back to one more strip before I get to where we're going. Give me Colossians chapter 1, verse 26, passion. Colossians 1, you got it? Colossians 1, 26. Listen to this now. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise. That has been what? Concealed from the world for a generation. See, this is who God is. It was concealed. You know something? Concealed is not known. Is that simple enough? Something what? Concealed. You don't know what's in it. You ever get a packet? You see the paper. But you don't know what's in it. How are you going to find out what's in it? Unravel it. Open it up. Well, this truth that we are living, this generation which we live in now, this truth about God has been revealed. So we're going to talk about this truth of who we are. And don't let anyone, anybody, I don't care who they are, I don't care what position they hold, when they speak against this truth, you just let it slide right on by, push it on out the way, and keep doing the truth. Because you can't change God. God is right. He was right before we got here. And if we certainly disappear, he's still right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from what? From the world for generations. But it It's been what? Revealed, unfold, and what? Manifested. For every holy believer to do what? So you can't say, like Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. That won't work. Because this truth is here for you to know. Hallelujah. How did you get your driver's license? You just went down and said, I want to get my driver's license. You went down and took the test and passed it, didn't you? No, it didn't happen quite like that, did it? You had to get a book that with rules in it, how to drive, with a stop sign, with a left turn signal, right turn signal, and all that stuff. Yield, you had to find out what distance you dimmed your lights and all that kind of stuff, right? And then he gave it to you. Because you were like me when I first started driving, like I told you, the first thing I wanted to do, put it to the floor. You know I was a dangerous person. I found out you just can't put it to the floor. You need to have, need to know what you're doing. So like my mom, I hope she's not listening. She does, she'll forgive me. So like my mom, she never learned to drive. She just couldn't coordinate that straight drive, straight shift. She either give it too much gas or not enough. So coming from the field, she gonna bring the truck back to the house because we had just finished picking cotton. No, we had to bring cotton back on the truck. And Daddy wasn't around, so we were all on the truck. And my oldest brother, he was real wide. When she got on the wheel, he jumped off the truck. We all sitting up there, and she going, we didn't know where she was going and how. But he jumped on and started running out. He was running down the side of, out the way. And we sitting up on there, you know, we wasn't too smart. But here's where we are. I don't care how simple you are. Your words that you speak can direct you to where you need to go in life. I'm going to give Narva Hayes the credit for it this time, but next time it's going to be mine. Narva Hayes said, your tongue is like the steering wheel on your car. Wherever you want your car to go, what do? You get under the steering wheel, you take hold to that steering wheel, and you direct that car where you want it to go. And like I was, just want to put it to the floor. It would go. But it wind up, I knocked that post out of the ground. I mean, a cross tie, you understand? Knocked that thing out of the ground, almost turned the truck over. Because I wanted to put it to the floor. I didn't know where I was going, didn't know how to drive. Ain't going to put it to the floor. You know I had some wisdom, didn't I? But I sure wasn't using it. So God don't, your tongue will direct your life where you need to go. And many of us have drove our lives into the ditch. But this, God wants you to get some light. You don't use your tongue carelessly. You don't say anything with your tongue just because your temper go up or something happened that you don't like. You control your tongue. Because it may be guiding you into the last step you'll take. Maybe guiding you to a place where you experience much pain. So give me the next verse.